Hello, hello, sports fans, and welcome to the first edition of the Continental Volleyball Conference Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Danielle Dwyer, and I will be giving you weekly updates on conference standings, game recaps, upcoming matchups, and predictions. I will even have exclusive interviews with the Player of the Week, as well as some coaches, to give all of you an insider's take on what it's like to compete in the CVC. Wrapping up this past week's conference play, I'm starting off with the Carn Crimson Eagles, who opened up their 2014 season by splitting a pair of matches. Carn fell to Rutgers Newark 3-0 in the opener, but bounced back with a 3-0 win over New Jersey City. Moving on to the Carthage Redmen, who despite dropping a pair of games opening weekend, revived themselves with a 3-1 performance last week, beating Medill, Hilbert, and Teal College. Thus far, John Storm and Jim Schultz are leading the attack for the Redmen, as Storm leads the team with 64 kills and Schultz has added 54. Also, last year's Player of the Year, Conan Wexter, is currently averaging 9 assists per game. While Dominican University's Jeremy Royko had 7 kills in the Stars' only game last week, Dominican fell in 3 sets to fellow CVC newcomer Lakeland, taking their overall record to 2-4. Lakeland ended up 1-1 as they suffered a loss to Missouri Baptist following the win over Dominican when Brett Kazmarek and Alec Redlick had 14 kills apiece. Jordan Smith finished with 32 assists and Kyle Krogstad added 11 digs. The Muskies are currently 6-2 on the season. The Eastern Mennonite Royals were 1-2 on the week with their only win coming against Lancaster Bible Tuesday night. In the win, the Royals hit 264 with 33 kills, 11 of those coming from the hand of Scott Brigham. Matt Dolan finished with 26 assists as the Royals stand at 2-3 on the year. Despite junior outside hitter Nick Manning's 18 kills and a 314 hitting percentage, the MSOE Raiders suffered their first loss of the season to Cardinal Stritch in a 3-1 decision. This puts the Raiders at a 2-1 mark on the year. Next up, we have Stevenson, who won their only match last week in 3 straight sets over Penn State Altoona. The Mustangs tallied 43 kills and just 13 errors in the contest, and with that win, they improved to a 5-1 mark on the season. After posting a 3-1 record last week with wins over Hilbert, as well as top-ranked UC Santa Cruz and Nazareth, the Juniata Eagles moved to the number one slot in the AVCA national rankings. The Eagles are currently 8-1 and have the best team hitting percentage in the CVC with a team average of .289. Another team reaching the AVCA national poll after their 2-2 performance over the weekend was Teal College. The Tomcats not only landed wins over Elmira and Hilbert, but their very own Michael Whitelock was also named this week's CVC Player of the Week. Whitelock is a 6'7" middle hitter from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and in his third season for the Tomcats. Over the weekend, Whitelock was instrumental in lifting the Tomcats to 2 key wins, the first of those being over nationally ranked Elmira College. Whitelock registered 8 kills and 2 blocks in the 3-2 win over the 13th-ranked Eagles. Whitelock then helped Teal to a 3-1 win over Hilbert College when he finished with 8 kills and 6 blocks. Although the Tomcats' 2 losses came against Carthage and Nazareth, Whitelock played strong as he finished with 7 kills and 4 blocks against Carthage and had his top performance against Nazareth when he finished with 2 blocks and 10 kills in just 17 attempts, making his hitting percentage .529 in the match. I have a clip of when I was actually able to speak with Mike earlier this week about being named Player of the Week and his outlook on the season moving forward.
Hey, Danielle.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. So, first off, congrats on being named this week's CVC Player of the Week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Despite the team going 2-2 this weekend, you had 4 strong performances for the Tomcats. So, talk to me about it. Did you prepare differently for these games in practice last week, or what do you think was the difference maker going into this past weekend?
Well, I don't think we did anything different in practice. I just think everybody was ready to play because we had to come off of two weeks with no games, which was strictly practice. So everybody was focused and ready to go, and it just translated to the game.
Right, right. And you definitely were blocking a lot this weekend. You had, I think, 14 total blocks for the weekend. And always, you know, coming off that two-week dry spell, so to say. I'm sure you guys were definitely ready to just get out and play against somebody other than yourselves.
Right.
So what does it mean to you to be named the CVC Player of the Week?
I mean, it's nice to get some recognition. I mean, I don't play for any awards or anything. It's fun to play volleyball, so it's just, I don't know, it's nice to be recognized or something. Caught me off guard. I wasn't really expecting any recognition, so.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely deserved it for sure based off your stats this week. And now you're in your third year with the Tomcats. You're in your junior season, which the Tomcats program has only been in existence at Teal for 3 years now. So most of your teammates and you have been playing together since the beginning of the program. So how do you think that has helped you grow both as a player and as a team?
Everybody's pretty close on and off the court. I think that helps with the chemistry on the court, you know, where balls like to be set, you know, who's going to get the third ball over, things like that. So that's always good. Chemistry is very, very good, which always helps. So that's good.
Oh, for sure. And so here we are, just 3 weeks into conference play. The team is 500, you're 3-3, and you were just obviously named CVC Player of the Week. So what's your focus moving forward in the season?
We just want to get better every day as a team. I think practice is the most important part of the season. It prepares you for the games. The harder you practice, the better you'll do in the actual games. So just to get better every day.
Awesome. Well, again, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me. Again, congrats on being named this week's Player of the Week, and best of luck with the rest of this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Mike and the Tomcats will travel to Mount St. Joseph for this weekend's CVC crossover tournament to take on Lakeland and Fontbonne. Not only will Mount St. Joe's be hosting this weekend's East versus West Conference tourney, but it will also be their first time taking the court since January 30th. The Lions are currently 4-3 overall and will face Marymount, Carn, and Stevenson in this weekend's competition. While Fontbonne will be making their 2014 season debut at the crossover, the Marymount Saints will look to gain the program's first ever win. The tournament will also see competition from Carn, Dominican, Carthage, MSOE, Eastern Mennonite, and Juniata. Play kicks off Saturday morning at 8:30 and finishes up Sunday with a 1:30 matchup between Teal and Dominican. For constant updates and live footage of the tournament, make sure you tune in right here at www.thecvc.org. And that concludes the first edition of the CVC podcast. Make sure you check back in with me next week. And in the meantime, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at SIDCVC. Until then, I'm Danielle Dwyer wishing you all the best.